Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. Are we still on the same line together or what?
No. We're on different lines now.
Okay. All of a sudden, I'm on my phone, and I hear coughing, and I'm like, Who's coughing? There should be nobody coughing on the other end.
Yeah, no, it's me.
And I'm like, oh, it was good old Nicole. Well, I'm so glad
like,
you're here tonight.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Well, all right, here we are, and all is well in the world. I had a very good lecture this week on Monday about soulmates and twin flames. And for those of you who couldn't go to White Light Productions lecture hall, that night, it is on YouTube, and you could just Google my name, Cindy Sansone Braff, and Twin Souls, you know, Soulmates and Twin Flames, so it comes up. So I'm so glad I got it actually recorded and up and loaded, because, you know, when you do these lectures, some of them should be saved for people.
I would say.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
So that was the good news, and TJ filmed, and believe me, to get, you know, anything more than 15 minutes at a time, we had to do it in two parts, part one and part two, so, you know, 30 minutes each or something. You have to get approval from YouTube. It's really complicated.
Oh, you know.
Nothing as easy as you think it is, you know?
Nope. Would not have imagined so.
Nope. Nothing is as easy. So tell us how your new home is. Everybody's asking, how is your new digs?
Everything is awesome, like in the new digs. You know, it's definitely still a big adjustment, you know, but it's really, really nice. You know, it's I'm very, very happy there. I'm glad that we made the move.
Big adjustment as to?
Just financially. It's a lot because right now, you know, I'm still doing my job, and my wife is kind of, you know, in and out, working only part-time. So it's a little bit of a struggle there, but the struggle is worth it for the lifestyle that we're living. You know, we could have opted to go someplace that was less expensive, but it wouldn't have been what we wanted, you know. So, you know, we are, like I said, you know, we're adjusting, you know, not so many dinners out and things like that. But, you know, we're very, very happy and in love to stay home. So it's good.
Right. Also, you have a beautiful kitchen, a beautiful home. You don't mind staying home and making the meals, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. It's like, you know, it's the lifestyle, you know? I mean, when we were entertaining this move, of course, you know, I'm the practical one and she's the dreamer and she's the one sitting there going, oh, it'll work out. Don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I'm a number cruncher, you know? I mean, and that's just the way that I am. So I'm like, yes, you keep telling me it's going to work out, but how exactly? You know, so, you know, so we were going back and forth a little bit, you know, with that stuff. And, you know, the universe has always provided. We've always worked our butts off to make things happen. And, you know, when it came time for this, and I was really, really, truly doing an overall evaluation, not just from a financial standpoint, but, you know, in every standpoint, I was like, well, you know what? Well, now we can't go here, and now we can't go there, and now we can't go there. And then I realized that, you know what? We're leaving the house so much because we don't want to be there. So if we get into a place that we actually want to be, we're not going to have this uncontrollable desire to leave it all the time. And that's exactly right. Like, even on the weekends, whereas most weekends, Lisa would jump at the opportunity to go elsewhere. She's been telling people, no, we're just going to stay home, you know, I mean, and she's doing that, A, because she's being more responsible, but B, because she doesn't really want to leave the house, you know, it's you know, we're very, very sufficient there. You know, I mean, we've got, you know, our rec room and we've got our pool and we've got, you know, family around us, you know, where we've been spending more time with family that we didn't normally see, you know, and it's been a different sort of experience, but definitely a welcomed experience.
Good. And I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's good. And you have a beautiful home. Now, we do have a lot of, this is so weird. Something popped up and said, your schedule zoning office is late. It should have started 3 minutes and 29. They're saying we're late for our show. Like we're not on the air.
We're late for our show because both of us were on the same glitched line. And that's it, you know, like, so it's their problem. It's their glitch.
I mean, but what's going to happen is they're going to, it's really weird because they're going to tell me I didn't do my show and that they could take our show away. You know?
Well, how?
Because
I could send them a message right now. I don't see that message.
Can you do me a favor instead? Because it's saying you're late to start your next episode. Your scheduled episode offers free is late.
Where do you
should
see this? Because I don't see it on my end.
It's popping up on across my screen, blocking everything
else.
Yeah,
it's not on my screen. On my screen, we're into the show already, and we've got 53 minutes and 32 seconds left. But either way, I'm going to chat.
Mine says that, too.
So
mine says that, too. So can you do me a favor and just
chat
them that we're on the air?
Not a problem.
Before they like pull us off the air because we didn't do our show, although this should be recorded and we should have proof. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's a
but
glitchy
yeah,
world, don't you think? It's a glitchy
oh
world. That's
goodness,
all I have to say.
It never ever ceases to amaze me.
I know. The more electronics, the more it's always something. We don't know why it happened.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna.
I agree,
meanwhile,
we'll
pick up the first caller, and anybody who wants to talk to us, press 1, and you'll message them or something, please,
well,
so they know we're on the air.
Well, what I'm
gonna
do is I'm gonna do two things for you. First off, we're gonna pick up the caller that's been holding the longest, and just so that you know that we're speaking to you when we do say you're on the air, the last 4 digits of your number are 8009. Then I will jump over into the chat room. Cue somebody up for you, Cindy, and then I will send that message over so that Blog Talk does not kick us off the air.
Okay, perfect.
All righty then. And
perfect.
Here we go with 8009. Hello, 8009. You are on the air. Who are we talking to?
Yes, it's Camille in California.
Hello,
I thought
Camille
it was
going
to be Camille, and I'm glad to talk to Camille in California.
Yeah.
You want to fill us need advice on where you're at now.
Yeah, okay. So the last time that I called, I probably called in July, and the unfortunate news was our home was foreclosed and we were evicted. And now, since July, my daughter and I have had a bit of a gypsy life living in motels or hotels or having roommates here and there. And that's been interesting. You know, I'm learning a lot about different differences and how to coexist with people and all this. Okay, yeah. But my thing is I'm having a challenging time trying to figure out permanent housing. How do I go about my search?
Okay, now, it's costly to be living the way you're living, for one thing. Do you want to rent someplace? Is that what you're trying to do at this point?
No. What I need to do, and I haven't really felt safe, I need to sign some paperwork, have it notarized, and claim my surplus funds from the public auction of the house. And then from that,
right,
I can go ahead and purchase something outright, depending on where, what area I'm looking at.
And how long is that going to take, by the way? Do you have
Once
any idea how long it's going to take to auction off?
No, the person, it's already been done, but it'll take to receive the funding 30 to 45 days.
Well, you people move
fast
in California, by the way.
Yes, we do.
You know,
do.
New York,
yes,
this is like forever, foreclosures and moving forward. Okay,
right.
So you're going to do your paperwork, and then are you looking to buy something smaller in the same area, or what were you thinking of doing?
If I wanted to do something in the same area, I would need to figure out how to finance things or buy a foreclosure or something like that. So I might want a change of scenery. I just have not figured out where that change of scenery could be.
Right.
And I've been stressing myself out over it.
Now, you know, what I'm seeing is you're going to get something really, really nice here, okay? The money will come through pretty quickly if you just take care of that paperwork. And, are you already looking for foreclosures and things, keeping your eyes on things?
Oh, yeah.
You know, are you looking around in the market?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I've owned a home since I was 20, so now I'm 41. So I'm like, I have never not owned anything. So I'm like, I'm looking, you know.
Okay, good. And that you'll definitely get something affordable for you and good. You know, you got to put it out to God to help you a little bit with this. And, you know, are you trying to make this experience fun for your daughter so she doesn't feel traumatized by all
of
this?
Of course.
I mean, to her, she's on a great adventure. You know what I mean? This is a great adventure for her. And, yes, you will. Do you have any family that can help you at all?
No.
You know, okay. So it's just you and her.
Yes.
And, you know, I do see that you will be okay. I mean, it's going to be probably 3 months down the line or so. To get 3 or 4 months. So do you have plans to stay with anybody or anything?
We're working on it now. Like, I had a roommate. We were renting a room, and less than 2 weeks later, something really bad happened. And so social services has been helping me. They provided me with temporary shelter, which is allowing us to live in motel right now. But I put it out to a former neighbor who put it out to his church, and he's got 2 leads for me. So for
because
people I could stay with,
that would be better
for
you.
Yes.
Right, because I do see that lead will probably yield for you. So, you know, just hang in there a little bit. You don't want to ever get in this situation again, so you're going to make sure you get something a little more affordable, by the way.
Right.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing here, something more affordable. I mean, it will turn out all okay for you. It's just I'm sure, you know, you're sounding very calm, but I'm sure you're a wreck about all this at this point. You know, it's not, you want to have some place you call home. And has a permanent sense of home. And what the good news is, I know you've been wanting a soulmate too, and it looks like where you're going to live gives you an opportunity to meet this soulmate, so... Consider it a blessing that your whole life is all shaken up here. So
yeah, really.
You know, okay, good things. I got the, you know, that you will be moving. Is your stuff in storage somewhere that you had?
Yes, it is all in storage.
Okay, good, because it looks like that, you know, you'll get your stuff all out of storage. You'll be moving on. Very nice man in the future. Everything looks good here. Are you working on your career a little bit too?
Yeah, and I just got a surprise call for some career development that I don't even want to really reveal it, but there's something that I'm glad I'm still here right now, because if that opportunity, it might open some sort of a door. Yeah, so it's
good.
I'm doing it.
Okay. You know, your cards are a mixed bag of tricks right now, because we have the situation you're in now, but then it's like all going to kind of turn for the better. I mean, it might take you till like January to kind of get everything going, but 2018 is a good year for you. So if you could just kind of hang in there now and, you know, this job opportunity looks good. You know, nothing looks bad here other than, you know, okay, you're going through the worst of it, but, these things make us appreciate things in the long run. And, you know, I will tell you, It is scary how fast people can be homeless in America, and I'm glad that you're in a motel or whatever you're getting from this. Thank God for that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's because otherwise I don't know what you would have done, so be grateful.
We've been very blessed.
For that.
We've been very blessed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, believe it or not, we have a number of regular listeners that are homeless, living in cars, and you know,
right.
They call us from their cars. It's shocking how, and these are people that have jobs or whatever. They're, you know, so they just really just not making enough money to afford housing in certain places. It's just terrible.
Right.
I think that's something, you know, we have to make sure there's affordable housing for Americans. It's horrible. And, you know, yes, you will get something. Nothing is bad in your cards. It looks very good for 2018. Hang
okay.
in there. Call in and let us know what happens. And that job opportunity looks like a gift from God, so pursue it.
Good. I will. I am. Thank you.
And how old's your daughter now?
She is 5 3/4,
oh,
and yesterday she lost her first tooth.
Well, we remember when you were just pregnant with her. And, you know, this an unexpected miracle. So, you know how you had, she was your unexpected miracle? Expect a miracle now for you.
Okay.
Because you're due for another miracle. Well, good luck to you and call in again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Nicole, they're still popping. You're late to start. Your next episode keeps popping up here to haunt me. Okay. I don't know
I sent over, I don't know, can you see my chat box?
Well, they're telling me click on here to start the next episode, but if I click on that, I think they're going to blow us off of here.
No,
don't
even touch it. Don't even touch it. I don't know if you could see my message here, but I did start an open chat with their help.
Right, and we typically reply in a day is what they tell me. Okay.
Yep, and but that doesn't help us right now.
I
don't have another means, so... At least we
I'm
have
only
it
concerned
on the record.
Because, okay, good. We're on the record. And hopefully they're recording the show, because if they find out you do not do a scheduled show, they take away your time slot and stuff. I mean, it's a serious offense to Blog Talk Radio. So we've never done that, have we? You know?
Nope.
So, and, you
not
know,
when
now
we
can
were
you
up
see
fault.
The little goody... The little goody two-shoe girl that I am, all nervous. Oh, my God.
I think that in the years that we've been doing this show, Cindy, we have only missed, aside from occasions where we have intentionally not had a show, we've only missed about two shows, and both of them were Blog Talk's fault.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Both of them were Blog Talk's
fault.
Exactly. So.
Okay. All right. So, well, you know that, but it gets the little girl in me all panicked out. You know what I mean?
No.
You
know? I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, no, I'm going to be unjustly accused. I mean, I must have been unjustly accused in various lifetimes. Because
well, you know, it's the old soul in you, constantly feeling guilty for something. You're not doing anything wrong. And like I said,
I don't know
I'm
what
on
I
the
did,
same dashboard,
it must be all
and
my
I don't
fault.
See the error message. I'm on the same dashboard as you, and I don't have any of those messages popping up. So I'm hoping that just like when we both called into the same line and it connected both of us without letting each other know that we were both connected to the same line, I think this might just be another glitch. So I'm not going to worry about it. The show
now, are you on the
on
host
schedule.
Line? Did you call into the host number?
No. No. I did call the second time I called in, no.
Okay, good. All
I'm
right,
on the regular
I'm on
line.
The host number. All right.
Well,
mysteries.
No. When I called in initially, I was on the host line. And it said, your show is about to begin. Press 1 to start your show now. I pressed 1, and then I was there. And then I heard, like, a little bit of feedback. And then I coughed, and all of a sudden you're like, hello. And I'm like, why are we on the same line? And that's when we sorted that mess out, and then you started getting your really weird sort of messages. But like I said, I truly believe that they are just I think that they're just, you know.
Oh, right, but you're okay. But we're not in the Twilight Zone. We're really on the show, right? We really are on the show right now.
I believe.
This is not
I believe.
This is not a dream.
No, I believe that we are on the show. We're good.
Okay, good. Well, ever since I did the Beethoven play, by the way, and I had that part in it, I keep waking up dreaming that I've forgotten my lines, and I wake up going, "No, I didn't. I didn't forget my lines."
You
know, but isn't it funny how the mind works like that, torments us and tortures us?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Well, we do have Lana in Florida, and then you could start screening some other people. If you press 1, we'll try to get to you.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and for now, we're going to go to Lana, because you did ask Lana to call in with a follow-up, and here she is following up with a story about her love life.
Okay, good.
Hello, Lana. You are on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Cindy.
Well, Lana, we're so glad that you didn't get nuked in the hurricane. I know Christina, your daughter, was sending me all kinds of, Christina was sending me all kinds of, oh, my God, are we going to be okay? I'm like, you'll be okay. And
really?
So you
oh
all moved.
Oh, my gosh, she didn't tell me.
Yeah, huh? So you all survived the Florida hurricane.
Yes, we did. Thank goodness. Yes, we survived, and it was quite an experience. So
no, I know. There's nothing scarier than hurricanes.
Yeah.
No. There's nothing scarier than feeling so out of control. I remember when we first moved here. I just was watching a tree go from the ground up and back, swinging back and forth. I'm like, there's nothing you can do about that. If that tree's going to come hit you, you just watch something that could happen,
right,
and there's nothing
right.
you can do. I mean, it's so frightening to witness. Mm-hmm. Absolutely frightening.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Tell us now about your love life. You have a follow-up for us?
I do have a follow-up. I thought I found the person for me. However, I
how
don't
long ago was this? How long ago was this
well,
that you thought you found?
Well, this was last time I called in was about 6 months ago. I met him a year ago. I met him a year ago, and we've been seeing each other every time I come back from Pennsylvania. I was in Pennsylvania for a year. So now I'm back in Florida for good. And he has told me that he doesn't want a commitment at this time.
Okay,
so
now,
is this
not typical of the commitment phobic thing that goes on? That, it's funny, the first 6 months to, a year, love can be so strong that people don't run away afraid. Then all of a sudden, when it starts getting to be the real thing, they get scared. Now, I hope you're not going to allow him now to be just your friend or someone that you just casually date.
No. I wanted to make clear if we were dating or not, and we're not. So he made, we cleared that up. We talked, and we're not dating. He has told me that he absolutely is not going to go out with anybody. And I have told him that I am, that I intend to date, not that I want to. But there's nothing that I can do. I understand where he's coming from. He's not ready. He's got the heebie-jeebies or whatever. And
right.
And I get it. I've been there. I've been there where I've run away. So. That's the story. I don't think it has anything to do with caring.
No. It's actually, people get scared when it's a higher love. That's when they really get scared and run. And, I think you're just going to have to, not wait around for him, keep doing what you're going to do to find somebody else or do what you got to do because, if he's not going to be committed to you, then you're not cheating on him or being disloyal. And maybe his fear of losing you will get greater than his fear of loving you, and he'll change his mind about this. And
I think he's struggling with whether or not he wants to be alone for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he wants to be alone for the rest of his life because, sometimes it's an illusion that there's less problems when you're by yourself. You don't have to think about anybody or worry about anybody. You have to worry about them dying or being sick. It's all about you. But, I'm not seeing a happy man here. He's depressed right now. And, unfortunately, a higher love brings up unhealed issues. So the things
mm-hmm.
that are surfacing in him have nothing to do with you. They're surfacing because he has a higher love. Now, his thinking is, well, if I just cut her out of my life, I was fine before she came into my life.
Uh-huh.
And you know, then if he cuts you out, then he's going to be okay.
Right.
It's not as simple as that, but that's what he's thinking. And sometimes it's childhood
mm-hmm.
issues, and if people haven't faced their childhood and or, you know, they've just put a slab over it, it can be scary when this stuff starts surfacing. And it usually is around the six-month mark to a year these issues begin to surface. And, you know, he's not saying to you, I don't know why, I don't want to commit, I don't know what it is. He's kind of shutting down. And it is very hurtful to you because you guys were very close. There's a very strong soulmate connection here. You know, when you first met him, do you remember feeling that?
I do. And still, we get along great. We even when we had our talk about not seeing each other, we still had a good time, believe it or not. I mean, we have a good time together. And I do understand where he's coming from. He does have some unresolved issues.
And of course, if he's not going to resolve them now, and if he chooses to stay the rest of his life alone, then he's chosen not to heal anymore in this lifetime. And I would
mm-hmm.
tell you this, Carl Jung has said, people do anything to avoid confronting their soul and healing their issues. So if he's making his decision to do that, he's making a decision to stop healing in this lifetime. And it's kind of hard to, you know, fathom that, but that might be his choice. If you want to, you know, casually date him, you know, you can do that. It's just, it's kind of painful. It's like, it's really
mm-hmm.
hard to go from being a relationship to casual. It doesn't really work. I mean, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I would advise you to do it. If you can handle it and, you know, begin dating other people as well, fine.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can at this point.
I don't think it's the right thing to do because you were soulmates. You can't, you know, we're soulmates. Now I'm going to be casually dating to you. It's a different animal. And
mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point, he also has to fear losing you more than loving him. And if you don't cut him out entirely, say, I don't need a friend, I don't need a hookup, if you want to be with me, it has to be the way it was before. I'm not judging you, but it's what I want and what's important for me. And see, if him not dating you or seeing you or talking to you for 3 months scares the hell out of him, maybe he'll miss you and decide that's not what he wants. But if you enable him to water it down to be just your friend or your hookup, then he doesn't have to heal his issues. And that could go on like that for years. So, you know, love can be fixed 2 feet in a relationship, which he won't let you do, or just take 2 feet out now. He doesn't earn the right to be your friend or casually date you anymore. It can't really go backwards, love. It's not
mm-hmm.
what it's supposed to be doing. And how
I
are you
going
to feel like, how can you trust him? You don't know. I mean, it's like awkward. And I don't think you want to hear about him dating other people if that's what he's deciding he's going to do in the future. It's like, and I don't think he can really handle you dating other people either. How did you leave it with him in your last discussion?
Well, we left it as I asked him, you know, if I asked him for my things back at his house, and he kind of skirted the issue, never really gave me a direct answer. So I let that go. And we left it as he needs to take a step back and I'm going to date other people. That's how we left it.
Okay. But date other people and him too? Is that what he thinks?
No. I don't believe
so. Okay, good. Okay.
I don't believe I gave him that impression at all.
And he looks like he's going to contact you again, but you have to ask him, what's your intention in contacting me at this point? Is it to stick two
mm-hmm.
feet in here and have a relationship? You know, if not, you know, really don't contact me. Be a little firm on this one with him.
Right. Well, I think he's running. He does that when he has issues.
He's running.
Already made plans to travel, so he's not going to be around, which makes
okay,
it
he's
easy
pulling
for
the
him.
Geographic. That's called, there's a name for it, pulling a geographic.
Oh.
He's moving, running.
Whenever he does leave, he misses me. I know that.
Right. And so,
So
let's see what happens with him. You know, what I'm seeing here is he's scared. He's confused. You just need to stay strong on this. It doesn't look like it's over, like he will try to come back. And, you know, you have to see what he says when he comes back. If he comes back saying, I'm sorry, I'm ready to commit, you know, I love you, I miss you, that's one thing. But if he says, let's start over again and see what's there, that's just stupid. And what commitment phobics do is they run and then they come back, they wine and dine us in record time and they run again. So, you know, when they see they've got you. So you're going to have to be pretty clear if he comes back. It's going to have to be committed or you're not going to do it. And
it's
scary.
It's going to have to be. It's going to have to be me. I told him. I said I want to be able to be with someone on a consistent basis and know that that's the way it is. And
of course,
you know, that's what I want.
We get most of our callers calling in with a similar problem. By the way, they were close, and now a person got scared, and nothing happened. By the way, it's not like. You know, it's funny how you know how many couples beat the hell out of each other and they're still together. Like, nothing happened wrong with these relationships and they're not together. It makes no sense. Like, why are people staying toxic love? Well, because they don't have to heal their issues. When you're in a higher love, you have to heal your issues, and some people will run rather than heal them. And it's predictable as clockwork. 6 months to a year is when it happens. It's like, it's not unusual. It's sort of the process of it. And, again, whatever's surfacing in him, he's trying to push down.
Well, I made it clear that I cared for him and that he was, you know, a joy in my life, which he is. And, I wished him well. I said, you know, go do what you got to do.
Okay, and you're a good catch, by the way. So, he's going to, I don't think he realizes the magnitude of a soulmate connection. It's not like the narcissistic rung where every Tinderella is interchangeable with another. It's not like a woman to fit a plan. Maybe he thinks he's just going to forget you like he's forgotten other women, but you don't forget soulmates that easily. So it's going to be something that will haunt him.
He's shutting me out. He's not giving it a chance.
Right, he's not giving
it a chance. There's nothing I can do about it except, like you said, you know, do whatever I enjoy doing. It's not the same, but I'm not going to stop living. It's sad, but that's it. Like I said, I finally thought I found somebody. You know, it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, for our listeners that don't know, Lana lost her wonderful husband years ago. And, you know, that's what makes you stronger. You lost the love of your life. You had a soulmate that's not here. So I think you're able to realize that you can survive the loss of somebody and something. But you can't survive someone who comes and goes and gives you mixed messages because that's going to make you crazy. It just makes us crazy.
He lost the love of his life, too. And I don't think I don't think he's been able to reconcile everything completely and move forward.
Well, people having a fear of, of someone they love dying on them. We can guarantee, I'll be with you, I love you, but we can't guarantee we're not going to die, okay? I mean, nobody can guarantee that. But people's fear of loving someone who could die in them is very, very strong, very, very strong. And that can make them run away. And, it's sad.
Are you pulling any cards? Do you see anything in the cards?
About him?
About us?
Well, I just see that you have a very good year opening up. You'll be granted another soulmate if he doesn't come around. And, you know, your artwork looks like it's going to be very good. You have very good cards other than this heartbreak. And then, we do have more than one soulmate. And if he doesn't come around in a reasonable amount of time, you will be granted another one.
Amount of time, meaning
three to 6 months is the max. They're registering his thoughts. If he's distracting, you know, drinking, partying, doing stuff, traveling, he's distracting, they'll close that up faster. if they register his thoughts that he's still missing you, he's wondering what he should do, he misses you at night, he thinks about what he's done, they will keep it open a little longer. But it depends upon what his thoughts are. And, you know, right now he's just confused and just running, just totally running.
So
you'll do us a favor and you'll call in again and let us know if you know what happens in the next month or two.
Okay,
particularly, you know, if he
that.
Resurfaces. I mean, he's not going to be able to forget you. That's for sure.
And you don't advise that I should call him just to say, how are you?
He doesn't earn the right to be your friend. He doesn't earn the right to be your friend at this point. Shouldn't he be calling you and asking if you're all right? He's the one who devastated you.
That's true.
I mean, this is what he wants. Mm-hmm. This is what he's running. He can't deal with this. He should be calling you to see how you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
mm-hmm.
the one who devastated you. See how nice you are?
Yeah.
You're so nice. He's just so nice. You can't help it. You're worrying about him because soulmates worry about other soulmates, but I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter. If somebody pulled this crap on her, what would you tell her to do?
Oh, please. I would tell her, you know, what are you doing? What are you sticking around for? Get out of there. That's what I would tell
her.
Okay,
thank you.
Say.
Okay, so we're going to take that advice, okay? Well, you're an easy one. You're an easy teach. You get it. You get the messages very quickly. That's what I like about you. You get it. Ding, ding, ding. The bell went off. Well, good luck to you, and please call into the show again.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank
Bye.
You.
Now, you're welcome. Now, I know we have Lisa in New York City. I'm just going to try to pick up TJ, and they keep popping things up here every second that my show didn't start
just
yet.
Just close that mouth. Just
I
don't
know,
choose the
but
next show.
Every time I close it, it pops it back up. Okay.
You know what? I'm still manning the dashboard on my end. You could always just exit out and just go right back at the blog talk. It probably won't happen then.
Okay, good. Okay, TJ, you're live and on the air, so it sounds like you're traveling. Sounds like you're driving.
Yeah, what a great show. Interesting stuff, as usual. You know,
thank you. So what would
Lana,
if that happened to, you know, about this guy who just suddenly doesn't want to be in a committed relationship?
What would I tell her? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do you have music? There's music coming in while you're talking to me. Kind of strange. Anyways,
I think you just
we don't know what's happening on Blog Talk today. We have no idea what's happening.
I love you all. Yeah, why don't you just take some more people? I don't know what I'd tell her. You're the expert. There's a reason why you get paid the big bucks. I love you. I'll see you in a little bit. I love you.
Okay,
dear.
Bye. Now, he's hearing music on our end. Boy, this it's like a haunted show tonight.
I don't even have words.
I mean,
that's
isn't
why
it
I said I'm like,
show?
I don't hear any music. I think you're just in love, TJ, because I don't hear any music right now. He hears music, and you know, with the sound of your voice, he's just in love.
Oh, I don't know, but I think our radio show is very haunted today. I don't know. It's like it's weird. Whatever it is, it's weird. You know, it's things happening, and I don't know. Maybe spirits having fun with us. It's, you know, we're getting close. We're starting to get close to Halloween. Anything happens in the next month, you know. We don't know about this stuff here. So we have Lisa. Okay, did I ever speak to Lisa before?
You know what? I did not ask. I should have asked. But anyways, we're going to speak to Lisa tonight. And she's calling us from New York City. And she's got a romance question. Now, she's a very, very interesting character, Cindy, because she, like you, gets kind of like flashes of what's to come. And, you know, she has picked up certain things about her own future. And in that future, there is a special someone there. And she wants to know, what do you see in her future? So we're going to have a little bit of a little, you know, psychic comparison going on this one. So here we go to Lisa in New York City. Hello, Lisa.
Oh,
you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello. Hello.
What a pretty voice, Lisa. Okay, so you're calling and all right, you tell us a little bit about what you want to hear and going on in your life.
Okay, so recently I've been having flashes about my love life. So I do see someone coming in he does not live in New York City. I do believe he lives in California. Okay.
You're getting that?
Can you hear me?
You do plan on moving.
Yeah, I do plan
on
moving.
Is that what you said?
Yes, I do plan on moving to California. I would say maybe in a little 2 years, a year and a half.
Okay. Okay. And it's funny how, you know, we kind of know where our soulmate might be, by the way. That's kind of, I remember before I met my husband, I kept hearing a voice, go to the Hamptons, go to the Hamptons, go to the Hamptons. And that's where I met him in East Hampton. So I kind of heard the voice. So I think you're hearing the voice about where you're going to meet this man. Now, are you doing, I mean, so it's not a coincidence when you start hearing that, okay? You're not sure why they're telling you this, perhaps. And since you kind of want to go to California in the future, now, I don't know if you want to wait 2 years to meet this soulmate. Would you like to meet him sooner?
Not. Yes, please.
Okay. So it's possible this guy could be, you know, bi-coastal of some sort, and that he looks like he's circling pretty close to you and around you. So, you know, keep your eyes open. You know, I hope you're getting some signals that he's a very hardworking human being.
Yes,
that's what
I do see that.
He's a hardworking man. It looks like in the past you haven't picked always the best people. I've gotten the prince that becomes the beast card twice here. Like, it's more than once that you've picked someone who's not good. And
never again.
And thank you. I love that never again, because it's like you've learned you can't fix people. Did you learn that, Lisa? That, you know, you're not fixing.
Yes.
Narcissists who manipulate and judge others, you know. So this man is similar to you. He's fallen for princesses that became the beast. He had no idea what he signed on for. He had to learn he can't fix people like you had to learn. He's a good man, a hardworking man, a very loyal man. And when two good, hardworking people are brought together, love is easy. And so this is an easy relationship. It's not a difficult one. I don't think you fully trust your judgment, but you're not the same person you used to be.
Never. Mm-hmm.
You're a different person. I hope you're trusting your gut. If our gut tells us somebody's not good, that's all we need to know. We don't have to wait around to have proof.
Yes.
And have you analyzed some of your past relationships? By that I mean, you know, forgiving yourself for the fact that you ignored way too many red flags with people.
Yes, I do see, I was much younger back then, so I definitely see the huge difference now,
Okay, good, because what I'm seeing is that this is a hardworking, good, disciplined man whose father has passed away. By the way, there's a father figure in my room right now claiming to know you. Is that your
dad? Passed away. No, my dad is still alive. Because
it must be your dad's dad, by the way.
It's
a grandfather. Right.
Okay.
He's laughing because when I said you didn't pick the best men, he started laughing like that was an underestimation. Man has a very good sense of humor. I hope, you know, if you need any help, you can ask the other side. Do you ever talk to the other side? And ask them for help.
I'll start doing that, yes.
Because, you know, love always comes from God and someone who died. It seems like you've got some ancestors that would like to bring you a better man. And, it looks like you can meet him going about your life, you know, your work, your wherever you go, try to meet him. I mean, you are in New York City, and there's people, you know, from all over in New York, you know, they come from California to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes open. Now, when you're moving to California, do you have another job opportunity there? Because it looks like a lot of changes in the next 5 years here.
I think, yes, I will have something lined up. That's the goal of it. it's hopefully I'm looking for a job now, but I would love to get into a company that has get into a corporation that has companies all over the U.S. So I'm looking, definitely keeping my eye on a company that has a location in California.
Okay, great. And it looks like that'll happen pretty swiftly and quickly when you make up your mind about that too. So the most important thing what I'm seeing here is that you had to learn the lessons from your past relationships, process those lessons. You can't fix people. You got to punish people. Enough is enough. Walk away.
Trust your gut.
Don't ignore red flags. You know, if your gut tells you somebody's lying, they're lying. You've learned a lot of lessons. Now, with this man, he's learned the same lesson. So it'll be just an easy meeting, close and get closer kind of situation. And so, you know, keep trusting that psychic ability that you have and that gut that you have and those flashes that you're getting, because you really only do get them when the universe knows where your soulmate is.
Okay.
And do you have children, by the way?
No, I don't. But I wouldn't mind having just one.
Okay. How old are you now? You're close to, you know, because it looks like there's children in the future here. So.
Okay.
You know. So and I think he has children too. So.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, he has children. He's a very responsible man. Practically everything you've ever wanted is ready to come true. And do you have a biological clock ticking right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so they might want to bring him sooner than later. I'm just telling you here because there's kids showing up or one kid showing up. So, you know, I would maybe like say I'm ready for this. If he's circling right around me now, why don't you bring him sooner than later?
Okay, that sounds good. Oh, yes.
Because you can always change your mind about maybe you don't want to have a child, but isn't it good to have the opportunity to say yes or no, because you can still, you know, do it rather than, okay, now I'm too old to have it and I don't have a choice?
Yes.
And the only reason I'm telling you this is because the universe would like to bring him sooner than later.
Okay,
and that's why
I said
there's a lot of major changes in your life. So, you know, good and, you know, hang in there. And he's very smart, this guy. He's very smart. And you have to be a little bit of a fool to fall in love. It's a little bit scary, but I'm glad that you're not jaded about love, that you're starting to say, you know, you've been standing on your own two feet without a man for a while. Isn't it time to bring one in now?
Yes, it definitely is.
Perfect. I love the way you're laughing because he's circling right near you. So, usually when I tell people this, they're surprised because they can find him in sooner than they thought. So I see love coming. And, if you need us, call in again and let us know what happens when this guy surfaces. But keep California in your mind, because I'm registering California too. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you so much. It was great speaking with
you. You're welcome.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Well, Nicole, it looks like Blog Talk's trying to answer me or something, but then it went away. And then it looks like they're, I'm supposed to be doing a radio show with flashing. You're not on the air, okay? And flashing, we're going to talk to you. It's crazy. You know, it's crazy.
Typing and erasing. So we'll get a reply.
Do you see that?
Yep, I do.
Do you see that happening?
I do.
Okay, so it's not just me seeing stuff here.
All right, so we are going to go over to Karen. Now, our regular listeners do know Karen. She is one of our longtime listeners and supporters, and she's been thinking about her dad a lot lately, Cindy, and his anniversary is coming up, so she just kind of wants to know what you think.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Okay.
Karen, you are on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. It's so funny. I had a client that you'll get a kick out of this, who, you know, she thinks this guy, you know, she met him, you know, sort of online, and, you know, I don't think he's who he says he is or whatever, and she's not very internet savvy, okay? So, you know, I took one look at his Facebook account. No, it's like a fake account. It has like 3 posts that he just put up, and it's probably not even his name. So I said to her, let me friend him and see what happens. Oh, of course he's all over me. Okay. So,
of course.
So we're going to unfriend him very quickly now. Okay. But just those little warnings that people, you know, are not always who they say they are.
Yeah,
so we have you thinking about your dad, and I always get the grandpa card with him because he's always thinking about you and your son. I'm just going to pull some cards on him. Okay. First of all, he's thinking about you a lot, too. And
I know.
You seem to miss him and need him more than ever, don't you? Like, you just wish you could just have an hour to sit and talk with your dad and, you know, be dad's little girl for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
just even go out
to
breakfast.
Just know that.
So ditch my mom and go out to breakfast all the time. And my mom would get so mad, but that was our morning together.
Right, so that's what I said. It would only be like an hour or something you would have with him just to enjoy yourself. He misses that too, and he's such a nice man, your dad. You made him cry when you talked about the breakfast.
I know.
He started crying because, of course, he misses that too. And it's also, you know, you don't have
a
good man
in your
life
right now.
My mom would
get so mad.
We'd
come home, she'd be getting up, and she's like, where were you two? I'm like,
And then she'd try to make you another breakfast.
She was out of luck.
Well, first of all, he's accepting what he can't change, he said to me. I can't leave where I am to come to you. But if he could, he would. He tries to come to you in your dreams, Karen. Are you astral projecting at all to him?
I did want to tell you that because when we did meet, I've been having great past life dreams. I've caught myself not able to pass astral project, and I don't know why. Because I catch myself.
Okay, so you've been waking yourself up, you think?
Yes, and I've been catching myself holding
up?
On.
Well, that's because it's a little scary. Most people have trouble letting themselves astral project. That, you know, for our listeners who don't know what that is, it's at night when we sleep, our soul can leave our body. It is accompanied by angels and spirit guides, and it travels. It can travel to different, you know, galaxies, places. It can travel to a mutual plane where you can talk with your dad, and he would like you to do that, and you seem to start to do it, and then you just get so scared.
I know.
And
then
yourself.
We talk about it. I didn't realize subconsciously why I was getting scared, and it was something in my childhood, and I've been trying to work past it, and it's only been a few months, but I wish it would happen already.
Right, and again, you know, you were very psychic when you were younger, and, you know, some of that will come back, but your dad says, you know, he would like to meet you on that plane, because that almost feels like concrete proof they still exist, because you know you've actually seen their soul. You know, with beyond a shadow of a doubt. Doesn't feel like a dream. Feels like I really saw my dad. And it is one of the most amazing things when it can happen. And your dad says he will work on it with you. And, you know, he smiles down at you all the time. He's always smiling at you. You know, he seems to think that your ex is a little under control right now. So, you know, don't believe any of his promises because it ain't happening.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, he's greedy and selfish, but in terms of, you know, your son, you know, he adores that boy. I was so glad I got to meet your son at the play, by the way, because your son looked like a man. I was expecting to see this boy, not this, like,
I know.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good date for you. Your dad loved that. And I felt the presence of your dad there. And I was like, I'd love to talk to you, but I'm too busy right now.
Right. And he always liked a good show. He always liked a good show. He used to go with my mom.
I knew he must have liked plays because he seemed to be very excited that he was sitting in the front row.
okay. You know, he seemed to be very happy, and I'm like, okay, you can stay there. I won't tell anybody you're sitting on their lap, you know. And he just was so happy to be there. And I was glad that, you know, even meeting your son was important for me, because you, when I saw your son, I could actually feel your dad's love pouring through me to your son, how much he misses him and you.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's one of the kindest souls from the other side. Your dad is a very kind man. And nobody's fool, by the way. Nobody can hurt you under his watch. He'll be like hovering over at you. Now, he does like to watch television with you sometimes. Do you ever feel him in your house watching television? Because he's allowed to travel down to Earth. And one of his things is television.
I think he watches more of my mom. But I do think he...
he does
watch
with your son sometimes, by the way.
Oh, good.
He doesn't always like his shows, but he likes to just be near your son.
Yeah, he likes scary stuff. Yeah, so, I don't like his shows either.
Yeah. Well, your dad's like, he doesn't particularly like it either. You know, I'm surprised your son doesn't get terrified. Your father's like, I'm glad I'm on the other side when I'm watching some of this stuff. It is scary. Your dad has a very good sense of humor.
Yeah.
He has a great sense of humor. Did he have a good sense of humor on Earth? Because he's very, very funny.
He really did. He was just always so kind, and he was just a good man. He was just a great man. You know,
right.
He's like
and,
the mayor.
His family was everything.
Yes.
Remember,
I really
his family
like
was everything
that way.
To him.
Yeah.
Now, why couldn't you marry someone like your dad? What the hell is the matter with you, Karen? Why didn't you marry somebody like your dad?
My ex had a lot of it was a lot of talk. I thought did believe his family. I believed that he thought his family first and all the lines. And then when the true, you know, like I said, he was a good, really good boyfriend, just a horrible husband. But,
wow.
I know.
Wow.
So I said, I really did think he was family oriented. He only wanted a son and couldn't wait to get married and have children. And then, you know, within 6 months of our marriage, it went south after I got pregnant.
Wow. Well, it's funny. The prince that becomes the beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing how you don't always know.
Yeah. And he had so many issues to fix. He just became narcissistic and worse as the marriage went on. And I said to you last time, the best thing I did was to finally leave. And I feel so free that
good.
I'm not in that relationship anymore.
Right. And, you know, your dad feels happy, too, that you're not in the relationship. He will bring you another soulmate again. I'm not sure why you haven't met this guy yet. Are you doing anything to meet anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I go out all the time, and, you know, I try to do things. I know I work a lot, but I do try to go out. I was just away with my sister. I thought of my dad a lot when I was away with my sister. He would have had a good time with us. We went for Foxwoods to spas and everything. So he would love the casinos. Her birthday, she's turning 40. She just turned 40, so we went away. So we had a couple of days off.
All right. And so did you have any fun?
We did. We had lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Good. And just know that your dad is always around when, you know, you're with your sister or you're with your mom, you know. So he doesn't want you to miss him. And I know the anniversary is coming up. Do you have something you're going to do in honor of him?
We usually, we'll have dinner together, my mom and I, and whoever's around. Or we'll set, you know, do something like that.
Okay, good. And he says, don't be sad. Be happy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just I'm glad you called in because your dad was here earlier today and said Karen's going to call in today. I go, well,
oh, my God,
how
funny.
She listens to the show, but she doesn't usually want to talk most of the time. He goes, no, she's going
to
talk today. So,
yeah, I'd like to give
you
a couple
know,
months
I,
in between because,
right, but this is, I'm glad you didn't.
Cards.
But I'm glad that you did it near his anniversary because he's saying he loves you and will give you a very clear sign in the next day or two. Well, we're about at the end of our show, and I'm going to close it up. Thank you for calling, Karen, and we'll speak
thank
to you again
you so
soon.
Much for
and thank you
up.
For coming to the play. Hey.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nicole, so I have no idea why they keep still flashing it. They answered me the question. Did they answer you the question? It doesn't make any sense, the question.
They did.
But the answer didn't make any sense.
It said that the system is not going to stop recording before the 60-minute duration is up.
So if you run into any troubles during the broadcast, just let us know. So basically what they're saying is that even though it's saying that you're late to the show, you're late to the show, you're late to the show, that the show is still being recorded regardless of that, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Do they don't give you an explanation as to why it was saying that?
No.
No.
I just said we're getting a message that we're 3 minutes late to the show, but we started on time and we're currently on the air. I want to make sure that we're not going to get cut off when we're live and active. And she just answered back, nope, the show's going to continue to be recorded. So, and clearly we,
okay.
You know, people heard us today because we had a lot of callers, so that's good.
Right. So it reminds me of years ago when I did a Bellygram on New Year's Eve and I had to do three half an hour shows and through a catering hall. And then it was booked through an agent, and the agent tells me I didn't show up for it. I go, there were 2,000 people there. There are 2,000 people that saw me. You're going to tell me I wasn't there? You know? So could you imagine? I have to like, you got to be kidding me. I didn't show up, but 2,000 people were there. Okay, whatever. It's one of those things. You know, we never know with life what's going to happen.
Nope.
Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show. We'll all speak next week. Everybody enjoy the Indian summer that we're having.
Absolutely, Cindy. And as always, you did a wonderful job today, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.